The Rock Report.
You're listening to 88.3 CJIQ, and I'm Jeremy Ross. This is what's rocking in the free world. Ozzy Osbourne is finally getting his own movie after tons of books and weird signings with colonoscopy bags. Actually, look that one up. It's really interesting, to say the least. Ozzy is getting onto the silver screen according to his wife Sharon. The details are said to be coming this week.
Sharon, help me out.
Metallica have been robbed after paying their 8,000 ruble meal in Moscow. They later found out they were charged twice their meal at 19,000 rubles. That's 540 here. I'm sure they can afford it, but I know it's more about the injustice of it all. Little Metallica pun there. Anyways, metal fans, get ready for an epic full album tour by Megadeth and Slayer, playing their two 1990 releases. Slayer with Seasons of the Abyss, and Megadeth with Rust in Peace. Get ready to bang your head when they come to Toronto's Molten Amp on July 29th.
You can't kill the metal. Metal will live on.
Every rose has its thorn, and Poison's frontman Brett Michaels have had many over the last few months.
That's why they say every rose has its thorn.
First with a burst appendix, then an emergency rush to the hospital last week, which was later found to be a brain hemorrhage, but it has been announced he is in slow recovery. Speaking of roses, old Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash has been turned down by Justin Bieber to have a night out on the town. When they were both in Melbourne, Australia this week, Slash later commented saying, "I told him, I said maybe me and the missus will take you out to a strip bar." But that didn't happen because his minder told him he's got a curfew and he's with his mother. Basically, Slash being his old self. Anyways, that's what's rockin'. I'm Jay Ross, this is 88.3 CJIQ, and I'm out.